Hey guys, it's Maddie and Danielle, and today we are going to be discussing about censorship.
For all of you who do not know what censorship exactly means, let me explain it to you. Censorship is the prohibition or suppression of speech or writing. Censorship can be viewed as removing ideas or images that can be offensive to other people. Although the idea of censorship can be seen as a good thing, is it something necessary in our society? Today we will be discussing if censorship has an effect on one's knowledge. Today we'll be discussing this question with the examples from the novel Fahrenheit 451 and examples in today's society, as well as examples from previous events in history.
As our first example, the novel Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, written in 1953, takes place in a futuristic dystopian society. In this society, literature is banned, and anyone who has possession or suspicion of carrying books will have their house burned, and can possibly be burnt as well. In this novel, the government is censoring all information carried in these books.
Although, the only types of books allowed within the society are sex magazines and comic books. These books are allowed because they do not carry much knowledge and information and are mainly used for pleasure and entertainment. The reasoning behind banning books is that the government does not want people thinking for themselves with all this knowledge, and they do not want people to get offended or have ideas of thinking for themselves.
Within Fahrenheit 451, censorship is present throughout the entire novel and can be found in different societies that we live in today. A lot of reasons books are banned and censored in today's society is because the books can be perceived in an offensive manner and can be very controversial. The goal of this law is to make everyone feel equal.
In today's society, there have been a few books that have been banned and censored. For example, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was banned in Mississippi and the Ontario School Board. Reasons behind banning this book were due to racial slurs, inappropriate and offensive language being used to discriminate and harass a race. Some found it wrong to introduce such harsh topics and subject matters to a young age, but in my opinion, I think that these subjects should be brought to light to avoid these mistakes again from the past. What do you think, Maddie?
I agree. I think that as harsh as it is important to educate people so we know about real issues from the past and discuss them today so we can learn to treat people equally and not have history repeat itself.
Definitely. I see your point. I think censoring the word or having a different word choice to demonstrate the racism present throughout the book to get the story across, but still bringing attention to the issues is important.
Of course. People need to know about events and stories that are similar to this book to be able to tell the difference between right and wrong. In Fahrenheit 451, the reasoning behind banning books is because the government does not want people to be offended in any way. So the only way to prevent anything like that happening is to ban any books that can be taken offensively and personally.
It is not strictly used for books, but censorship also plays a big role within all medias. In North Korea, Kim Jong-un has harsh control over all media being shown to the public and has harsh punishments towards anyone who is accused of sharing information with anyone outside North Korea who is seen as an enemy.
This is very similar to people who are accused of having books under suspicion. There is no concrete evidence or proof of books or communicating with enemies, but the accusation is enough to create worry and cause people to become frantic. Action must be done to keep the situation under control and people feeling safe. So the firemen come in and burn down the houses to show they have full control.
Burning of books sounds familiar, just like during World War II. The Nazis would burn books that were thought as being opposed to the ideology of Nazism. Books were burnt in large masses as they were removed from libraries and even personal homes. Anything Jewish or against the social norms were seen as a threat and looked down upon. These books were burnt in big masses, becoming large bonfire-like burning sessions of removing this information from the public, trying to brainwash and manipulate the public.
Right. Anything that was Jewish was seen as harmful to people, so no one wanted any knowledge about the Jewish population and their race.
By the Nazis censoring the knowledge Jewish people possessed, it had a huge effect on their culture and their ability to pass on their stories and experiences about what they had been through.
as well as when Russia was very strict with books and letters, journals, anything outside the Soviet Union was censored so that information outside could not be brought inside. The Soviet Union was very strict about what was allowed inside, and communication with countries outside was considered a threat.
Right, and even during schools and outside of schools, there were classes and clubs used to manipulate children at a young age. In the novel, we can see something similar, as children spend the majority of their time at school, away from home, in front of TVs, and away from books and knowledge.
The issues with censorship in our society today prevents people from telling their stories and perspectives about situations going on within their countries.
Yes, it is also holding people back from being able to express themselves and their ideas openly. Hypothetically, if people in third world countries are in a war, they lack a lot of resources and do not have the same technology people have in North America.
They write books and journals because it is their only way to spread their story. But if the books and journals become censored because some of the information inside is not suitable for everyone, their story cannot be told and people will not know the reality and suffering people go through.
So how does censorship affect one's knowledge? It can remove harsh realities and create lack of awareness for current life events and information from the past that can possibly reoccur.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to our talk about censorship and the effect it has on one's knowledge.